Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Got Clutter, Get Organized. I am your host, Janet M. Taylor, and I want to say hello if you're listening for the very first time. And, of course, welcome. And, of course, hello to all of you who will be listening to me via iTunes, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn, Park Coalition Radio, my Blog Talk Radio community, and those who will be joining me in the chat room. I do hope you're having a great start to your week, and I would like to just say that I am sending my prayers out to all those who have been affected by the mass shooting in Orlando. My thoughts and my prayers are with all of you. And today, we are going to be talking about the organized sewing room, and I'm going to be sharing a little tips with you that I share with my clients on how they can organize their space. And before we get started, 180,000 audiobooks and spoken word audio products. And you can get a free audiobook of your choice by going to www.audibletrial.com/get organized. And in later on, I will be sharing my audiobook selection for you this week. Well, again, tonight's lineup is I will be sharing some tips on how you can organize your sewing room, that sewing space, and all the wonderful supplies you have there. And then, of course, in my Taylor's Tip Time, I'll be following up with a few more tips. And, of course, I will be sharing with you the Power Keys promotion, Taking Back Your Power, which will be ending on June 30th, our little special promotion. And, of course, my app suggestion, my product suggestion, as well as my repurpose suggestion for this week. And for those of you who follow me via social media, mayhap, today is Sewing Machine Day, and that's why I wanted to talk about the organized sewing room. And unfortunately, I found a wonderful woman who has expertise in sewing. She's been sewing for years. She teaches others to sew. Unfortunately, we're in different time zones, number one. She's in the UK. And also her husband got an opportunity to travel because he's a musician. So with all that said and done, unfortunately, she could not join us today. But I wanted to still bring you the tip because it is Sewing Machine Day. So I wanted to share with you just a few things in regards to organizing your fabrics and other items as well. But today, it's Sewing Machine Day, and sewing machines were once common household objects, and they were basically used for repairing worn and damaged clothes, as well as for making new items from fabric and material. In recent years, however, they are largely disappeared from the average household. And Sewing Machine Day encourages you to make use of a sewing machine, because I know lots of you have out there have sewing machines, and they just are just sitting in a room full of clutter where they're underneath piles of stuff. So dig yours out of your attic or consider picking a new or used sewing machine from a charity store or a secondhand shop. Repair, alter, and create clothing, curtains, fabric, decorations for this wonderful day. So again, today is Sewing Machine Day. So I'm going to start with just a few tips on some things you can do to organize that space. And then I'm going to follow up with how to really organize your space. So I'm going to begin with the things and then I'm going to end with the space. Guess I'm kind of going backwards. Maybe because it's just you and me, I will reverse it. So let's start with the space. Let's start with the sewing room. The first thing you do is you want to see what you have by really pulling everything together and categorizing everything, because I think a lot of times, and that's not just in the song room, that's in any space, you don't know what you have because you may have a few items in the drawer, a few items shoved in the closet, a few items shoved in the corner, a few items shoved over here. So what I would suggest is really, in an ideal world, would be to pull everything out and sort it, just like they do on those shows. They would have everything out on the lawn. That's in an ideal world, and that's really the best way to do it, because by pulling everything out and then sorting it, it would help you realize what you have and also help you better categorize things. But since you probably don't have the space to do that, I would definitely suggest that you just start on the area at a time. Maybe start on the closet, or start on a drawer, or start in a corner, or start on a desk or a surface area, and just begin to sort. And when I say sort, I mean do a sort, for example, your patterns, your fabric, your threads, your different supplies, and just get maybe four bins, depending on how many categories. Get big bins, which you probably already have, and just begin sorting them that way. Because once you do the sort, then it'll be easier for you to go in and organize. And a lot of times you may find that you have two and three and four of the same material because you like a certain material and you can't find it. So therefore you go out and buy it. Next thing you know, you might have five, six, seven different reams of it. So that's the first thing, sorting and categorize. And then once you sort and categorize, the next thing you really should do is to really decide what you can realistically use within the next 12 months. Because, again, what happens, we keep stuff because I think I can use it. I think this will come in handy. And I really want you to begin to be honest and open with yourself and say, okay, I know I want to do this within the next, I want to use this, but within the next 6 months, within the next 12 months, because of other commitments, whether it's work, whether it's community, whether it's family, will I realistically have time to sit down and work on this project? And it's really having an honest conversation with yourself and being honest and saying, you know what, between working, between going to school, between planning the family vacation and getting Johnny ready for college, I'm not going to have time to do this. So set those aside. But those pieces you want to keep, keep them. But donate the excess to the schools. Some kids, you know, have attained song classes, and they would really love the fact you've got all this material and you don't have to buy any. Ask friends who are decorating, who are quilting. I have a friend who quilts. I had all this material. I gave it to her. Somebody else asked some more material. Their daughter was going, taking sewing class. I gave it to them. So those are some things that can help you purge items. So, again, you know, begin to sort and categorize. Ask yourself what you're going to actually realistically use within the next few months. Donate, and then organize. Organize things. And it gets a lot easier because now you have all your fabrics together. You have all of your patterns together. You have all your supplies together. So, basically, pulling everything out, categorizing, sorting, getting rid of things, donating things, then organizing. And then the biggest thing is once you do organize it, and I'm going to share with you in a few minutes how you can organize all those things. Once you organize all those things, then it's really disciplining yourself that once you do get that space the way you want it, that when you are finished, done sewing or creating, that you put things back. You put the scissors back. You put the threads back. Once you cut out the material that you need for the project, you put it back. And that's another step. That's the final step in the whole organizing of the sewing room. And the first thing is, you definitely want to, for your patterns, once you take them out of the envelope, they usually don't fit back in. So you want to put them in maybe 9 by 12 envelopes. And a suggestion is you can glue tape or staple the original envelope so you know what the pattern is on the outside. And now you can file it. You can file it in drawers if you want. That's one way. Also, you can place them in clear sleeves, which you can put in a binder. That's another way to organize the patterns because, like we all know, I used to sew years ago. You can actually just not be able to put them back in the envelope, and then you're wondering what to do with them. So, again, 9 by 12 envelopes or either clear sleeves, or if you want, you can use magazine boxes, organize them that way. You know, have all your tops, your bottoms, et cetera. So that's your patterns. Now your fabrics. You can stack them on shelves. That's one way to do it. Or you can place them in clearly labeled bins. That's another way to do it. You can organize them by color, by fabric, by designer, by solid, by print. I'm going to repeat that. By color, like all the yellows, all the reds, by fabrics, you know, your wool, your linens, by designer, by solid. You can put the bolt of fabric, you can bolt fabric like they do in the fabric store. Be dependent, especially if you are into using large quantities of fabric, and I know some people who do. So that is a way to organize it as well. So that's your fabric. So you know how to, I'll share with you how to organize your patterns, how to organize your fabrics. Now, some ways in order to organize your supplies, and there's several different things. You can use a pegboard, because with a pegboard, you can attach it to the wall, and then you can have a place for your scissors. You can have a place for threads, if you have rulers, if you have et cetera. You can use shelves because with shelves you can have clear bins or other types of bins and containers and put like your different scissors, your different threads, your different supplies, et cetera. And you can also clearly label those containers. You can put them on bookcases. Or you can just have bins. And you can have stackable bins. So these are just some nice, simple, easy ways to organize that sewing room and organize those patterns and organize that fabric. So those are some ways to do that. And again, if you want, then today I put a few rooms, a few photos of sewing room. And also you can also go to my, which I'm Organizer Janet on Instagram. And then you can also go to my Pinterest page at janetmtaylor.com for more examples of how to organize your craft space, which can also be your sewing space as well. So those are just a few ways in order to actually organize your space so that you can find things and things are accessible. And because when things are organized and accessible in your sewing area, it makes it so much easier for you to create what you need to do. Amazing how we just want to get into. I just want to see the page. I'm sorry. I'm trying to multitask here. I'm going back and forth to my chat room, going back and forth here because there's some technical difficulty. Unfortunately, I have to open up a chat in another big window and not my small window. So those are some ways in order to organize your sewing space, I wanted to try to go online here and see if I could kind of give you just a few more examples. And unfortunately, I cannot even look at my own page on my own website. So I'm not sure what that's about. So moving on. As you know, I'm not the best technical person here, even though I've had Blog Talk Radio for a while. I'm not the best technical person. So, but with any other organizing project, you want to schedule time to do the project. You want to schedule not only a day, a time, and how much time you want to set aside for the project. And also for the things you want to donate, make sure that you have a plan to get them out the house. So they're not lingering around, and you look at them and think, maybe I want to hold on to this. You want to get them out of the house. So, again, schedule a time to work on your project, a day, a time, and a time to take things out. And also, you may want to have somebody as a buddy to help you go through things and, you know, tell you you haven't used this in 10 years. You have to be organizing your sewing room as well. And, again, like I said, go to my Instagram page, I'm Organizer Janet, or go to my Pinterest page, I'm Janet M. Taylor, and go to the craft, Organizing Your Craft Room. And there's tons of different ways you can organize that space. So I'm going to take a quick break. And then we're going to come back, and then I'm going to share with you my audiobook selection for this week.
Janet Taylor is fabulous. I once heard an interview by Patty Stanger, the Millionaire Matchmaker star, and she talked about how when she sees people, she just sees energy between them. And when I think about Janet Taylor, it reminds me of Patty, because Janet goes into a space and she sees the energy in the space and how to make things work better. Different people have different gifts in life, and this is Janet. She's just amazing. I worked with her about 10 years ago, and she is one of the most remarkable people that has ever been in my office. She just knows what has to get done. Some people have that gift, and Janet has it.
That is the wonderful Krista Barr. Thank you so much, Krista. And my audiobook selection for this week is Craft Business, Sewing Books with 99 Plus Places to Sell for Profit, plus 60, and 60 plus sewing resources like Etsy, eBay, Pinterest, and beyond. And it's From Passion to Profit, Profitable Opportunities and Resource Reference Guide. And it says, do you want to discover some unique and profitable sewing ideas, plus have access to two of the most complete, ultimate, and updated craft and sewing resource references at the same time. Now you can get access to some truly exciting sewing opportunities that you can use to make money ASAP, together with two ultimate resource reference guides. Everything has been packaged into one ultimate, easy-to-consume sewing opportunity and resource guide. So this is, again, Craft Business, Sewing Books, plus 99 plus places to sell for craft and 60 plus sew resources. And this is by Mary K. Hunzinger. So that is my audiobook selection for all of you who have crafts, sewing ideas, and you can get some ideas on how to sell them on the internet. And this is one of the audiobook selections for this week. So all you have to do is go to audibletrial.com/getorganized. Again, audibletrial/getorganized. And you can choose this book or one of over 180 audio programs. And all you have to do is download the title free and start listening. So again, that's my free audiobook selection for this week. Well, as I shared with you in previous episodes, the Power Keys for an Organize You package offer will be coming to an end on June 30th. And it was created for all of you out there who are do-it-yourselfers, and you just need some step-by-step strategies on how you can conquer your clutter and have the organized home that you want. And basically, the Take Back Your Power Keys package comes in two parts. The first part is strategy to getting your home organized e-course. And in this e-course, I share step-by-step instructions on how you can take your organizing project, how you can take on your organizing project. So whether you're organizing your closet full of clothes you no longer wear, the basement full of stuff the family does not use, or the garage so you can park the car in it, the information in this e-course will help you organize any room or area and get organized. So that's the first part. The second part is you get two one-on-one sessions with me. So you get 2 hours with me. And in our one-on-one sessions, the first session is, first thing, you can send me a visual of your project, of your area that you want to organize. And once you do that, then we have our first session. And in that first session, I'll ask you a bunch of questions, and I will begin to give you strategies on how you can tackle that area, that clutter, those piles. And then you go and take that plan and you tackle it. And then the next thing is, we come back together again. You let me know what you did. You show me some pictures, and then I give you some next steps. So that's 2 1-hour one-on-one sessions with me. Again, a visual assessment. A lot of people have been sending me videos. I love your videos. I love your photos. And also, we will have a discussion about the photos, about the video, and what you need to do to take on this project and how you can do it step by step by step. And then sometimes I give you product suggestions, but very rare, because most of the time, as you know, 80% of the stuff we keep, we never reference again. So you can get rid of a lot of that stuff and then not have to go out there and buy things, because you'll get some empty containers and drawers. And then once we have our first session, you go and you tackle it, and you come back, e-course, you get 2 hours with me. And that is over $250 value, and it's only for an investment of $59. $59 investment to help you clear out the clutter and get organized. Don't you think you're worth it? So, you know, time is dwindling down. So you have until June 30th to actually place your order so you can get organized. So, again, that's the e-course, 2 hours. It's regularly $250, but it's an investment of $59, and it goes away after June 30th. So make sure you take advantage of it by going to www.janetmtaylor.com. When you go to that website and you will see a slider and it says Take Back Your Power, you click that slider, and then that will take you right to the page where you can proceed and place your, you want to make sure you take advantage of that as well. All right, so moving right along to my wonderful Janet's mailbag. I want to thank you for your tweets, your emails, your posts on Facebook. I just thank you so much this weekend. Would you believe it? I was actually sharing some organizing tips in Portuguese. A woman wanted one of the products that I had featured on my Instagram page, so I was communicating with her in Portuguese. So that was my incitement for the weekend. But I want to thank all of you who are following me via social media, as well as those of you who watch my Periscopes on Saturdays, as well as those of you who are part of my Blog Talk Radio community. I appreciate all of you. Of course, you know today is Monday, and what is tomorrow? Tomorrow is Toss to Tuesday. So I would like for you to donate any materials, any supplies you no longer need and will no longer use in regards to your sewing room. Again, donate sewing materials and supplies you no longer need and will no longer use. That's what I would like for you to do tomorrow, which is Toss to Tuesday. And I would like to see your photos, too, for those of you, whether it's you're tossing, you're donating sewing materials, or whatever you decide to do on your Toss to Tuesday. I would love to see it. So please share it with me. Hashtag Toss to Tuesday. So my app suggestion for this week is the Simplicity Sewing app. Makes it easy to organize and plan your sewing projects, and it is a free app. Again, the Simplicity Sewing app. It makes it easy to organize and plan your sewing projects. And then my product suggestion for the week is clear storage boxes from the Container Store. Because you can put material, you can put fabric in it, you can put all kinds of sewing supplies in it. And what I love about it is they're clear, so you'll know exactly what's in there. And you can also label it to make it easier and accessible for you when you need it. And my repurpose suggestion is just taking something old and turning it into something new. And I repurposed my mother's makeup case from her her luggage, which I cannot even, it's a shame, Samsonite luggage. Thank you. And I transformed that into my sewing case. Or you can take those old tins that whether you get cake and cookies in, and you can put your threads or your sewing supplies, your craft supplies. So that's how you can repurpose items without having to go out and spend any money. So with my app suggestion, my product suggestion, as well as my repurpose suggestion, and look on those boards, I have apps that will help you stay organized, products that will help you stay organized, and of course, I have tons of repurposed ideas out there. I have repurpose for the office, general repurpose, and repurpose for the garden as well. So make sure you check those out too. And my motivational quote for this week is, tomorrow when you wake up, I want you to say, I love the smell of possibilities in the morning. I'm going to repeat that. Tomorrow when you wake up, I want you to say, I love the smell of possibilities in the morning. Just take a deep breath, because I saw that, and I think sometimes when we look at the clutter in our homes, the clutter in our lives, even a clutter on our schedules, we just feel overwhelmed. We feel like there's no moving forward, and there's nothing that can be done. And I'm here to tell you, each day is a new day, and you can always take a step into the direction that you want to be. So whether you want to have more time for fun, whether you want to clear your workspace, whether it's a craft space, sewing space, or a home office, so you can be more focused on goals and better managing your business, or the family, or whether it's just organizing your home so that you want to feel more comfortable and more relaxed when you come home. It's possible. You just do a little at a time. In your home, it could be just recycling all the newspapers and magazines and that you've read. It could be just tossing all the junk mail. In your office, it could be clearing out all the stuff that you no longer need, no longer want, the old memos, the faded receipts that you couldn't even or don't even remember what you bought, the software that you no longer use. Or maybe it's the material when you thought you were going to make this wonderful, grand either curtain or spread, and now you really hate the material because it's like it's not even what you feel anymore. Or it could be just saying no. Saying no to others means saying yes to yourself. And I think sometimes we have a hard time doing that. But it could be just something as simple as that. And that's why tomorrow when you wake up, I want you to say, I love the smell of possibilities, the possibilities of becoming organized, the possibilities of an organized home, the possibilities of an organized family, the possibilities of an organized life. And it's not always just going in and tackling the entire closet, tackling the entire room, tackling the entire garage. It's just going in and just maybe throwing away one thing, recycling a rusted can of paint, throwing out some old tools, throwing out a couple of cardboard boxes that have just no longer of any use or any value. So it's just doing a little bit at a time. So I hope you think about that as you move through your week and, of course, midway through the 6 month of the year. So next week, we are going to be talking to the productivity expert, Kathy Saxton, and she's going to be sharing with us ways on how we can be more productive in our homes and at work. And then following that, we're going to be talking to Mr. John Benz, and he is an author, and he's going to be telling us about clearing out. What do we need to clear out of the way to live the life we want? What kind of clutter do we need to get rid of? Because we are midway through the 6 months of the year, and I know a lot of you out there listening have made some wonderful goals for the new year. Well, now it's time. If you made a goal, I'm going to be eat healthy, then it's time to put aside all the things you shouldn't be eating. If you made a goal to exercise or be more active, then it's time to maybe instead of taking the elevator, to the fifth floor, you take the elevator to the fourth floor and walk up a flight of steps. Or park the car a block away and you walk one block more. Or maybe you said, you know what, I'm going to be better steward of my money. Well, that means you're not going to spend any money on anything unless it's to make sure you have a roof over your head, all your bills are paid, food in your refrigerator, and all the excess stuff like another pair of black shoes. Maybe instead of doing that, you put money in the savings. Maybe it's to stay more connected. So that means that at least maybe once or twice a week, you'll reconnect with somebody. I had a wonderful time this week, actually all day yesterday, just reconnecting. A friend from church, she sent out an email on Thursday. And she said, let's try to get together for a casual dinner at my house on Sunday. And it was amazing with all of the women and their schedules. Everybody made time. One woman came back from the beach a little earlier. Another woman we found out that morning it was her birthday. So what are you willing to let go of in order to have what you want in your life? So we'll be talking about that. And then, of course, I will be actually taking a break on July 4th because July 4th is on a Monday, and this year I decided, you know what, I'm going to take a break. I'm going to go and spend time and have some fun. So I will be away. But when I come back, we are going to be meeting a colleague of mine, professional organizer who lived in 90 feet. She lived large, living large in 90 square feet. Could you live large in 90 square feet? Could you? I mean, be honest. I don't know if I could. I mean, I know I could probably live large. I mean, right now I'm in about 700, maybe close to 800 square feet, but I'm sure I could live in a smaller space. That would not be an issue, but 90 square feet. But you know what? If that's all that was out there for me, I might have to make do. So, but think about it. So those are some things we got coming up next month, and then I've got some awesome topics scheduled for August. And once we receive confirmation from some of the guests that I've got scheduled, I will keep you posted. And, of course, as always, if there is a topic that you want to hear about, you have to let me know. Please let me know by going to janetdontello.com and go to the contact page and just let me know. Jan, this is a topic I really have questions about. Or if you have a question, please send it to me. And one of the topics that I'll be talking about, because a lot of you I have been asking me via my social media, LinkedIn, Twitter, sending me emails, is that I'm going to do a brief podcast on really being a podcast host, how to be an organized podcast host, because a lot of you out there have podcasts, and a lot of people out there are just interested, because I've been doing this since 2007. I keep saying 7 years. It's actually about nine years now. 2007. So I've been doing about 9 years. Of course, you know, I've got 300 shows under my belt, got over a million downloads. So I'm going to be answering some of your questions. So if you have questions about a podcast, just email me and go to janetdontello.com and then go to the contact page and you email me your questions as well. So looking forward to that. But again, make sure you take advantage of my Taking Back Your Power, my Power Keys package, so you get the strategies of getting your home organized e-course, and you get 2 one-on-one sessions with me. And it is valued at $250, but it's only an investment of $59 until the end of the month. That is June 30th, 2016. June 30th, 2016. So make sure you go to my website. When you go to the website, you see the slider that says Take Back Your Power. Click it and place your order. And, of course, next week we will be talking about productivity, how we need to be more productive at work and at home with a productivity expert, Kathy Sexton. And I'm just giving you a heads up. She has a book, and I have a copy. So make sure you tune in. And, again, the quote of the week is, tomorrow, when you wake up, I want you to say, I love the smell of possibility in the morning. So, of course, be sure you go to my website at janetdontello.com. Be sure you follow me on Instagram. I always post something every day on Instagram in reference to just something to inspire you to be more organized. And, of course, you can follow me on Facebook and Twitter, and I'm on Google+. And, of course, you can follow my boards on Pinterest. And if you are not already on my mailing list, make sure you go to my website. Because then, of course, you go to my website, you will get a free copy of my ebook, 30 minutes or less. 30 tips that you can do in 30 minutes or less. But also you will newsletters. I recently did a blog on identity theft and the importance of it. And, of course, I have some blogs coming up on digital clutter, et cetera. It just kind of piggybacks off of my conversation with Lynn Edwards of Virtual Excellence. So, but before I go, again, I just want to send my thoughts and my prayers out to all those in Orlando. And we're just learning here that there have been some young women here, one of the women here in Philadelphia, was in Florida. She was killed. Another woman here in Philadelphia was in Florida, and she was injured. And they're just trying to locate a third person. But my thoughts and my prayers go out to all of you, as well as the family members, as well as the first responders, too, because they do a phenomenal job. So some prayers. So I thank you so much for tuning in this evening. I appreciate all of you, every last one of you. And you know I've got some exciting things planned for the fall. But Miss Totally Organized is going to be taking, of course, her vacation, her little brief vacation on July 4th. So get some rest up because I'm gearing up for a wonderful and fantastic fall. So until next time, I want you to have a clutter-free day. But most of all, I do definitely want you to have an organized week.
Organization is a quintessential element to a clutter-free life. Join me as we take this journey together. Along the way, we will find the necessary answers to solve your organizing dilemma. My name is Janet M. Taylor, and you are tuned in to Got Clutter, Get Organized.